every person, every one of us, needs a face-to-face encounter with the Lord. Sa story po na ito, nakita natin si Jesus, ang Panginoong Jesus, siya mismo. He showed to us, He taught us how to encounter the Lord Himself and how to lead someone to Himself. And this is the prayer in the Church on Fire book that we are reading, that every person wins another person to Jesus, and every person leads someone to Jesus, and every person leads someone to have an encounter with Jesus. The cross, ito pong cross na nasa harapan natin, the message, the gospel, the center of everything we say, the center of everything we do and have, is not a one-sided message. Kung makikita nyo po, it's a cross. It has two sides, horizontal and vertical. So we need not just to be spectators, but we must be equipped by the whole gospel, believing the life and ministry of Jesus and spreading the power of this life and ministry of Jesus as we have tasted and encountered it in our personal lives. So with this thought that everyone needs a face-to-face encounter with the Lord, tayo po muna'y sumamo sa Panginoon sa panalangin. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are here. Lord, alam po namin that you are speaking to us right now. And we ask, Lord, that you will find us, Lord, with open hearts, with open minds, with open buckets, Lord, of our expectations to receive from you and to be changed by you. Lord, marami pong salamat for today and every day, Lord, is an encounter with you. Help us to have a real face-to-face encounter with you so that our lives will never be the same again. Lord, come Holy Spirit, saturate us, fill us, visit this place, shake our lives, Lord, and may your words and your will be done. Lord, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So in John chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, we see here the true-to-life story of Jesus. Now one day, he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar or Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. So we see here Jesus himself, no, was into the journey with his disciples. Pero yung mga disciples niya nagtuloy lumakad para bumili ng pagkain dahil tanghalian na noon. And he felt tired. So he sat on the well, sabi po dito. And sabi po dun sa verse 4, he had to go through Samaria. So in NIV, ang sabi dito, now he had to go through. In English Standard Version, ang sabi dun, he had to pass through. At sa Tagalog, kailangang dumaan siya sa Samaria. Hindi na po siya kailangang pang dumaan doon kasi it's another route going to another town, Galilee. Pero dumaan po siya sa bayan ng Samaria. Kailangan niyang dumaan doon. He had to pass through. Ang tawag po dito ay divine appointment. No? Yung kinailangan niyang gawin, yung kailangan niyang tapusin, yung kailangan niyang daanan ay galing sa Diyos, galing sa Ama. And this is a divine appointment to reach out to a person, in particular with the Samaritan woman na nakita po natin sa ating video and even to our readings in John chapter 4. Jesus came because he knew, alam niya, that there is this person who needs to be reconciled to God. Kailangan sadyain ni Jesus, kailangan niyang dumaan dahil alam niya na mayroong tao, mayroong bayan, mayroong tao na kailangang makaengkwentro ang Panginoon sa kanilang buhay. No, and then in verse 7, sabi dito, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, no, may dumaan na babae, may dumating na babae, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" So how did Jesus do it? How did Jesus help people reconcile with God? How did Jesus help others have an encounter with the Lord? Jesus initiated the conversation. Jesus initiated the talk. So maganda po itong evangelism approach natin, that we don't wait for others to talk to us. So ang initiatives dapat ay manggagaling po sa atin. And makita po natin dito na na-surprise talaga yung babae, because Jesus as a man, no, asked the woman to give him a drink. Alam niyo po, mga divine appointment daw po, kaya tinawag na divine, ay ang Panginoon lang ang nakakaalam nun. At ang nais ng Panginoon talaga ay katagpuin niya ang bawat isa. Kung papaanong ang bawat isa sa atin ay kinakailangan magkaroon ng personal mukhaan na enkwentro sa Panginoon. Therefore, God sets divine appointment for us to have such experience. Alam niyo po yung pagpunta natin dito sa Sunday, no, ng Sundays, we expect that. We expect to come on Sundays. Kaya nga po nagdadami tayo, nag-aayos tayo, nagsiserve tayo, dumarating tayo na handa na i-meet ang Panginoon. But this particular time, situation, hindi po handa yung babae. No? Hindi po siya handa na makatagpo niya. Ang Panginoon pala yun. So how about us, no? On this Sunday or Sundays, every Sunday, nakakatagpo natin ng Panginoon, pinaghahandaan natin yun. Alam natin na sa church na ito, merong atmosphere ng spirituality. Merong atmosphere ng pagbabasa ng salita ng Panginoon. Kaya sumusunod ang ating spirit. But how if, no, biglang nagpakita si Lord sa iyo sa grocery store? How if nakasabay mo siya sa jeep o sa UV? How if kasama mo siya doon, nakita mo siya na nandoon pala siya sa party na dinadaluhan mo? Siguro you will be shocked. Just like this woman. No, doon sa kanyang ordinaryong gawain. Actually, hindi nga po binanggit ang kanyang pangalan. No, sa kanyang pangkaraniwang kasuotan, sa kanyang pangkaraniwan na anyo, walang makeup, walang facade, no? Suddenly, Jesus showed up. So, papaano po kung hindi kagaya nitong Sunday na lahat tayo ay nakaayos? Papaano sa pangkaraniwang araw po ninyo, sa inyong pribadong paglakad, sa inyong pribadong oras, biglang magpakita ang Panginoon? And siguro po, masyashock din tayo kagaya ng babae na ito. Siguro sasabihin natin sa Panginoon, naku po Lord, kung alam mo lang kung saan ako nanggaling, no? Baka hindi mo ako tatabihan ngayon. Naku Lord, kung narinig mo lang yung sinabi ko kanina, baka hindi mo ako gugustuhin makausap ngayon. If you knew where I was last night, siguro hindi mo ako, no, tatsagaan na kausapin. And if you knew who I am, if you knew me, you would never want to be with me. But Jesus was saying to the Samaritan woman and to any one of us today, I came here to be with you. That's the divine appointment. Dumating ang Panginoon sa walang ibang agenda kundi katagpuin ka niya. I came here to be with you. And therefore, Jesus continued on, sinasabi niya, you do not repulse me. Huwag mo akong pigilan. Huwag kang matakot. At hindi rin ako takot sa'yo. I am not afraid of you. Your story is not too difficult to handle. I came here for you. You are exactly what I want to see. Every Sunday, you are exactly what God wants to see. Every day, you are exactly what God wants to see. Every moment of our lives, you are what God exactly whom He wants to see. The woman cannot believe it. Hindi niya yun mapaniwalaan. She was caught off guard. Hindi niya yun napagandaan. Hindi niya yun napaniwalaan. Hindi niya mapaniwalaan. At ang tawag po dun ay divine appointment. And Jesus asked her, give me a drink. Bigyan mo ako ng tubig. Bigyan mo ako ng maiinom. So, again, this is an evangelistic approach na makikita po natin how Jesus is teaching us. Sabi dito, pagka daw po tayo lumapit sa mga tao, iniisip na natin una kung ano yung maibibigay natin sa kanila eh. Tama ba? Lalo na pagdala mo yung one verse card mo, alam mo na may ibibigay ka sa kanya at kailangan niyang tanggapin. Lalo na pagdala mo yung Bible mo at katatapos mo lang mag-devotion, para pag nakita mo yung kaklase mo, nakita mo yung ka-office mate mo, alam mo may ibibigay ka sa kanya. But this time around, No, Jesus asked the woman for a drink. And this is a creative, a creative evangelistic approach. It shows na kung paano po pinapakita ni Jesus ang pagpapahalaga sa tao. Though Jesus is a God, complete man and a complete God in a human form, still, pinahalagahan niya ano ang dala ng babae. Ano ang pwedeng maibigay sa kanya? No, let us stop making people feel bad about themselves kapag tayo lumapit sa kanila. At mapakita natin sa kanila agad, life or death? Death. No? So at this time around, medyo i-stretch natin at ma-expand natin ang ating capacity to win other people. Not just by giving them only what we have, but by asking them to give what they have. Simula na po nating makakita ng maganda sa iba. Simula na po nating makita kung ano ang pwede nilang mai-contribute. She has the tools to get water. Jesus do not have it. Wala ang Panginoong dala. Naupo lang siya doon kasi napagod siya. Nauhaw siya. And then suddenly this woman came. No, may dalang timba, siguro may dalang tapayan. And then may dalang sandok. Yun po yung cup nila eh. Jesus wants to drink from her cup. Imagine that. Alam na po natin yung story ng Samaritan woman. Alam natin that no one would ever try, no, to drink from her cup. Pero Jesus suddenly approached her, initiated the talk, and asked something from her, and then radically would ask, "Give me a drink," and to drink from her cup. Jesus initially gave this woman the sense of identity and the sense of dignity. Kita po natin dito ang kalakihan ng puso ng Panginoon. Of course, He knows. Alam na niya ang kalagayan ng babae na ito in the past. That's why He came. That's why He came so that this woman will be reconciled to God. And how can she be reconciled to God unless there is the bridge? And the bridge is the love of Jesus, the love of God. So this, the Lord gave this woman self-identity and dignity. So again, the Samaritan woman was caught off guard. Bigla siyang bumulalas ng kanyang salita. Alam niyo po, yung bulalas ng kanyang salita ay mga salita ng paghamon, mga salita ng limitasyon, mga salita ng pader, mga salita ng muog na pumipigil sa divine appointment to become a breakthrough to her. No, marami po tayong ganyan, that when Jesus appears to us in His Word, when the Lord speaks to us through our leaders, when our pastors begin to speak life to us, we begin not to have an open ear and open heart, but we begin to pile up our pretension, our defenses, so that we cannot have the true and real authentic breakthroughs. So today I will be sharing with you the need to break the barriers so that we could experience breakthroughs in life. So ito pong buwan ng November na ito, ating tatakbuhin ang ating journey with the Lord, no? Experiencing great breakthroughs in us and through us. Pero magsisimula ang breakthroughs natin, ang ating pagkakalaya, ang ating bukal na buhay, ang tunay na kahulugan ng buhay ay mararanasan natin kung una po na tayo ay maging willing to break down the barriers. So the Samaritan woman just like us would feel off, no? To this divine appointment, to this visitation ng Panginoon. Bakit? Kasi ang dami nating hadlang. Ang dami nating barriers. At ang barriers na yon, una't higit ang tingin natin sa ating mga sarili. So when Jesus reconciles us with God, He wants us also to break every barrier. Ang bawat pader, ang bawat muog ay dapat nadudurog, nawawaksi, nasisira, nagigiba upang maluwag na ating maranasan ang gantimpala ng buhay, the abundant, breakthrough life in Jesus. So merong apat na barriers na binuild ang babae na ito o nasa kanya ng kalooban na tila naging mapanganib na hindi niya maranasan yung breakthroughs. Again, we see in the story, we read in the story that Jesus came and He initiated the conversation.
Because he wanted this woman to be reconciled to God. He wanted this woman to have a face-to-face encounter with the Lord. But when he began talking to this woman, nagsimula na rin po ang babae na ito magbilang at maglahat ng mga barriers o pader o muog sa pagitan nila. Verse 9, the Samaritan woman said, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." So, una po makita na natin dito the race barrier. So, nakita ng babae, pagkatapos humingi ni Jesus ng tubig, siguro may palatandaan, yun nga po, nakita doon sa video na merong shawl si Jesus, na may tatak na pagiging Hudyo. And so, siguro tingin nga rin po nila na ito ay, si Jesus ay isang Jew. And sabi niya, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman." The first barrier is race discrimination. Ethnicity and gender. Ang lahi at ang kasarian. No, none of us came to Christ out of a vacuum. Hindi naman po tayo lumapit kay Jesus nang wala po tayong dalang barrier na malayang malaya tayo. Ang dami po nating dalang hadlang, ang dami po nating dalang pader, no po, doon sa isang divine appointment na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. Kaya po makita po natin dito, we are all bound to societal reality of discrimination. At kahit po sa ngayon, nakikita po natin, no, na meron din pa rin mga discrimination sa atin. At ang gusto ng Panginoon, mabuwag ang anumang cultural, denominational, race, ethnicity, gender between us and the Lord and between each and every one of us. You know the Jews and the Samaritans? Ito po yung ethnicity differences or yung pong barrier or race barrier. Matagal na po silang magkaaway simula pa ng lipi ni Abraham o ni Moses. And then, no, nung sila po, ang mga Hudyo ay napatapo na po sa iba't ibang lahi, iba't ibang nasyon. Sila po ay nakatagpo na ng mga Samaritano. At sila po ay nag-intermarried, nagkaroon ng intermarriages with the Samaritans. Pero ang tingin po talaga nila sa mga Samaritano ay half dogs free. Talaga po ang baba lamang po ng tingin nila. And the Samaritans are inferiors and heretics. So the battle between this are really, the battle was really bitter among themselves. Pero gayon din po sa atin ngayon. Meron pa rin tayong barriers of differences. Meron tayong mga pagkakaiba na nagiging hadlang upang madala natin ang tunay na mensahe ng krus, ng pag-ibig ng Diyos. Napapaghiwalay na natin ang mahirap sa mayaman. Napapaghiwalay natin ang ating kulay, ang lengguwahe. Nasasabi natin mas maganda ang language nun kaysa sa atin. Mas magandang pag-aralan ng French kaysa sa Tagalog or anything. So, mas maganda ang kulay ng puti kaysa sa brown. So, nagkakaroon na tayo ng biases and prejudices. Never forget that we are all created by God equally. We are created in the image of the Lord. And never allow differences, ethnicity, gender, position, power, anumang accomplishments natin to become a barrier in our breakthroughs, in breakthrough experiences with the Lord. And imagine niyo po, why did this woman draw water at 12 noon? Bakit po kaya siya kumukuha ng tubig sa balon ng alas 12 ng tanghali? Usually, kung ako ang nanay, no, at kailangan namin ng tubig, alam niyo po, sa amin, kapos po talaga kami sa tubig. So sa umaga pa lang, nag-aabang na po kami ng delivery. Bakit sa umaga? Early in the morning, about 6:30, kasi kailangan namin ng tubig the whole day. So parang in the midday, halos natapos mo na yung mga gawain mo sa bahay. But this woman in particular went out at 12 noon. Bakit kaya? Because she knows, no, na hindi lang merong differences between Jews and Samaritans, kung hindi meron ding differences among themselves. She was an outcast. Mayroon pong problema sa kanyang buhay at sa kanyang kasanayan. And she knows it, and the whole community knows all about her. And siguro may kinatakasan siya, may iniiwasan siya, meron na siyang mga bagay na tapos na ako dyan o pagod na ako dyan. That's why she left all alone. She worked all alone by herself. She was an outcast within her own marginalized society. So yung Samaritans, outcast na. Women are outcast during that time. At siya pa bilang babae na mayroong sariling journey, the struggle in life, felt indifferent. Looking at each other's identity as different from others sometimes is a demonic attack. Pag nakita na po natin ang kaibahan natin sa iba, it's a demonic attack. No? Meron tayong mga pagkakaiba sa iba na it brings inferiority to us or minsan naman po, superiority. Sasabihin mo, ay, mas magaling siya kaysa sa akin o mas magaling kaya ako kaysa sa kanya. So this brings us to confusion. This brings us to demonic attack. And even Jesus was attacked by this. No, nung nandun siya sa wilderness, lumabas siya si Satanas mismo at ang sinabi sa kanya, kung ikaw nga talaga ang anak ng Diyos, sige nga. If you really are the Son of God, tatlong beses, if you really are the Son of God, if you really are the Son of God, if you really are the Son of God, Jesus could say, I am. Pero hindi niya pinatulang si Satanas. Ang sagot lang niya, it is written. It is written. You know our equality? Ang ating pagkakamukha, ang ating pagiging magkaisa, pagkakamukha sa presensya, sa image ng Panginoon, ang ating equality ay hindi po ito sinabi ng batas sa lupa. It is written in the heavens. It is declared by God. It is designed by the Lord. So we have nothing to prove. No, hindi na natin kailangang i-prove pa yan sa demonyo na ang pagkakaiba ko sa ibang tao is liable, is okay so that I could feel inferior. O ang pagkakaiba ko sa kanila, dahil mas ganito ako, dapat lang maramdaman kong superior ako. In the eyes of God, we are all equal. For we are all created in the image of God. And there is no race barrier that can penetrate our hearts so that breakthrough would be impossible. That's why sinagot siya ng Panginoong Jesus in verse 10. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. Noong una, si Jesus yung nag-aas ng tubig. Pero may mga pasubali ang babae na ito. Meron siyang pader, meron siyang muog. And Jesus started to break the barriers by showing Himself, by inviting this woman, if you only know God, if you only know the gift of God, He can give you living water. It's time now na mapakita ng Panginoon, you have something to ask. You have a need. Ang tindi po nung pagdadala ng Panginoon dito sa babae na to, because yung babae na to nakatingin sa kanyang sarili. Punong-puno ng kanyang sarili, punong-puno ng kanyang limitasyon. But Jesus is shifting her eyes to more than her condition, more than of her condition. Kaya makikita natin, there is always more than our situation. There is always more than our inferiorities. There is always more than our insecurities. We should not end our life with depression. We should not end our life with discouragement. We should not end our life with our frustration. There is a living water. Ask for it. And how can you distinguish it? You need to know God first. You need to know who the Lord is and His gift of living water. How He breaks the race barrier, sabi dito, pinakita ng Panginoon, walang inferior, walang superior, because I look at you right now with the affirmation. And maybe ito nga pong babae na ito ay humanap na po ng pagtingin, ng pag-ibig sa maraming lugar, sa church, sa family, sa friends, pero hindi niya nakamtan, siguro nga sa boyfriend, sa asawa, hanggang sa madami na naging asawa. And she looked for romantic relationship to satisfy her, but in the wrong places. So you see, there is no race barriers, Maaaring ang divine appointment natin nung una, no? Sino po sa atin sa unang pagkakataon sineran ka ng gospel tapos tinanggihan mo? Sa pangalawang pagkakataon, sa pangatlong pagkakataon, we have different divine appointments, but purihin ang Panginoon. The reason why we are here because we all responded to the invitation of God. Amen? So, itong divine appointment natin na ito ay napakaganda, and God is starting to break our barriers. Kasi there is more than this. There is more than pagsasalok. There is more than the routine. There is more than hiding yourself from all the limitation. There is more than, no, presuming or assuming that you are better than others. There is more than this. How can you define it? If you have God, if you know Him, and if you know the gift of God, of the living water. And then, nung narinig ng babae yung word na living water, sabi niya, "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as also did his sons and his livestock?" So sabi ng Panginoon, there is this living water. So, parang naging interesado yung babae, pero sinabi niya, "Teka," sabi niya, "living water." So na-imagine niya, buhay na tubig. Ibig sabihin ng buhay na tubig, bumabalong. Pero sabi niya ganun, ang lalim ng well eh. And wala na, hindi na nadidig. No? And you have nothing to draw with. Wala ka nang makukuha, ang lalim na. Saan mo ito makukuha? So the woman began to proceed, no, to her second barrier. Telling Jesus, wala lang, hindi lang race barrier ang meron sa divine appointment. Kung hindi pangalawa, meron din siyang reason barrier. Sabi niya, "How can you draw water? There is nothing to draw with because the well is so deep." The woman sees the natural. The woman sees the superficial. But Jesus sees the spiritual. Jesus sees the supernatural thing dito po sa sitwasyon na to. Makita po natin dito living water. Ang ganda rin po because Jesus was explaining to the woman about the water. So, in-expound niya, nandun sila sa well. So, lahat ng illustration si Jesus, lahat ng kanyang objects na binabanggit is all about water. Kaya napaka-creative ng Panginoon as a master teacher. Hindi siya umalis dun sa water. So, di-describe niya the living water. No? At kung kapag nalaman mo itong living water na to, ikaw mismo mag-a-ask. Sabi ng babae, "How can you ask? Hindi nga, wala nga, ang lalim na nga, oh. Ang lalim na nung balon. Ibig sabihin, pwede na anytime mamatay yung balon." So again, the woman sees the natural. Jesus sees the supernatural. The woman sees the superficial. But Jesus saw the depth of His love for this woman na tinuloy niya ang kanyang conversation. Alam niyo, dahil dito sa creativity ng Panginoon, napalingon yung babae, napaspend pa ng time. Sabi niya, "Living water." Nagtanong pa siya eh. Nagsalita pa siya about the story, about Jacob, Joseph, and his sons. Sana po ganun tayo. When we share gospel to people, napapatanong ang mga tao. Napapaisip sila. Hindi napapa-argue. No, alam niyo po, ang sagot ng Panginoon dito ay napakasimple lang. Mamaya we will see here. In order to break reason barrier to experiencing breakthroughs, we need to distinguish natural attempts to spiritual satisfaction. Next slide. The breakthrough that we could experience out of reason barrier is to distinguish, magkaroon ka ng demarcation line. Ano ang mga natural attempts mo na hindi talaga na nag-work over the spiritual gift of God to satisfaction? Dito po nagkaroon ng pag-uusap ang babae at si Jesus at sinasabi niya, literally, ang balon na ito ay malalim na. In fact, pwede nang mamatay. Saan ka kukuha ng living water? Ganun din po tayo minsan na-challenge sa mga sinishare natin. No, china-challenge po tayo na sinasabi niya, oh talaga, kung dun ba sa yung faith mo ba, gumagaling ang mga may sakit doon, o yung ganito ba, yung ganito. No, na-challenge minsan. O kilala niyo ba si ganun? Di ba umalis na yan sa church niyo? O nabubuksan ang mga offenses. You know, it's okay to say, it's not my agenda. I don't know what you are asking. Wala akong sagot sa tanong mo, pero isa lang ang alam ko. I was blind, but now I see. I was broken, but now I am whole. I was sick, but now I am healed. My life was a mess, but now my life has changed. And in that way, you are qualified to be a witness. For this person to have an encounter with Jesus. Kung tayo ay punong-puno ng arguments, kung tayo ay punong-puno ng offense, kung tayo ay punong-puno ng mga tampo at mga condemnation sa puso natin, we cannot ever help others encounter Jesus. Dahil tayo ay nasa pwesto pa ng pader. We need to break this barrier of reason. Do not be afraid to say, I don't know the answer. Hindi ko pa yan nabasa. Hindi ko talaga alam. Huwag na lang natin pag-usapan ng ibang tao. Ang alam ko lang, si Jesus totoo, pinatawad niya ako, nilinis niya ako, binabago niya ako sa araw-araw. Number three, not only race barrier, not only reason barrier, pero unti-unting binubuwag ni Jesus ang mga pader na ito so that the will of God could happen to this woman. And that is for her to be reconciled to God. Never ever forget this redemptive reason why Jesus met this woman at the well. Number three, sabi nung babae sa kanya, Sir, give me this water. Sir, give me this water. So that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, go call your husband and come back. Sa unang pagkakataon, nakuha na eh. No, parang naging interesado na yung babae. Sabi niya, sige nga sir, could you please give me that water? Parang sinasabi niya, sige nga po, bigyan niyo na nga po ako niyan. Parang ini-imagine niya, siguro dun sa bahay nila, pag binuksan mo yung, wala namang faucet nun, ano? Siguro pag binuksan mo yung bahay nila, baka may balon, kamadali na silang kumuha, hindi na ako babalik dito. Hindi na ako magsasalok. Hindi na ako mauuhaw. Kasi nakatingin na dun sa yung babae na magkakaroon na ng living water. If you only know, I can give you living water. Sabi ng babae, sige nga. Kasi, lagi ako nauuhaw. Kasi, napapagod na rin ako magsalok. Pwede na, no? Pwede na sana share ni Jesus. Pero why confront her with her sin? Why suddenly confront her with her weakness? Why suddenly Jesus shifted to a personal issue ng babae? And that is yung kanyang romantic relationships. But primarily, Jesus told her, go, call your husband, and come back. Gusto mo ba ng living water? Gusto mo ba ng hindi ka na mauuhaw? Gusto mo ba ng hindi ka na magsasalok? Sige, umuwi ka muna, tawagin mong husband mo. Bumalik ka dito. And the woman said, I have no husband. Period. This barrier is called reservation barrier. Ang lapit mo na sana sa breakthrough. Ang lapit mo na sana sa encounter. Ang lapit mo na sana sa healing. Ang lapit mo na sana, no, na makita mo talaga ang inaasam mong mga pangarap ng pagpapalaya ng Panginoon sa iyo. Pero how come you are not willing to expose, to tell everything, and to be true to God? This time, no, ang Panginoon mismo ang nag-ungkat ng kanyang nakaraan. Isipin mo, nag-humiliate ba si God? Why all of a sudden, he became too personal? At ang kanyang pagiging personal ay tungkol pa sa kanyang kalagayan na sabihin na natin mayroon siyang tinatago? If you know God as the God of love, then you will believe, as I believe, that this confrontation was done in love. Amen? Amen? Kung ano ang pagkakilala mo sa Diyos, kung ano ang pagtanaw mo sa Kanya, ganun mo titignan ang Kanyang approach sa iyo. If you know, sabi po nung minsan sa parable of the talents, sabi nung isa na binigyan ng isang talento, sabi niya, anong ginawa mo? Sabi niya, tinanim ko po, tinago ko. Eh, bakit mo tinago? Eh, kasi alam ko, masungit ka. Alam ko, magagalitin ka. Alam ko, kinukuha mo yung hindi sa'yo. Kaya tinago ko na lang to be safe. Yun ang tingin nung servant na iyon sa kanyang master. The way we look at our master, the way we look at our leaders, the way we look at our pastor, the way we look at Jesus, is the way we will respond to him. Kung paanong dito nakita natin na mahiya ba si Jesus? Pero kung ang tingin mo, pagkakilala mo sa Kanya ay Diyos ng pag-ibig, wala sigurong humiliation dito. But the woman needs to be confronted with her sin so that breakthroughs will be completed. So that the redemptive process of God upon her divine appointment with the Lord will be accomplished. So makita po natin, how did the woman then answer? Tingnan po natin, Sir, the woman said, I have no husband. Sagot ni Jesus, Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have had 5 husbands. And the man you have now is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Tinuloy ng Panginoong Jesus, pinutol na ng babae. I have no husband. And then sinabi ng Panginoon, you're right. In-affirm niya. Kinonfirm niya. Alam ni Lord. Nabalitaan niya. With His mind, no? Alam ng Diyos ang nangyayari sa ating lahat. Kaya dahil alam ng Diyos ang nangyayari sa lahat, there's only one response to that. Dahil alam niya ang lahat, why don't we open up to Him everything? Anong dahilan ba't ka magtatago? Anong dahilan ba't ka maglilihim? Anong dahilan bakit uunti-untiin mo ang iyong repentance? Anong dahilan para babalik-balikan mo ang mga bagay na alam mong hindi tama? Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, you have no husband. The fact is you have had 5 husbands. And the one you are with, hindi mo yun husband, hindi kayo kinasal, ka-live-in mo siya ngayon. And then what did the woman say? Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Period. Marami pong propeta sa kanila that time. Marami po ang nagsasalita tungkol sa spirituality ng tao. Marami nagsasalita tungkol sa mga kaharian ng Panginoon, sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Marami nagsasabi tungkol sa kasalanan ng tao. Prophets during that time, no, ay kilala at alam na nila. One of those na sikat sa kanila was John the Baptist. At alam po, naririnig na po ng mga Samaritano at marami na ito ang lipi, no, from the time of Abraham, Moses, na sa bayan ng Hudyo, sa bayan ng Israel, lumalabas po talaga, na ipapanganak po talaga, nagre-raise up ang Panginoon ng mga propeta. Nothing is new. With a Samaritan woman meeting a prophet, nothing is new. I thought, kapag ka na-confront ka na ng iyong weakness, the next part is to confess it, to admit it, and to repent. But this woman is different. He still had another barrier. So, makita po natin dito, yung kanyang barrier of reservation. The time the woman gets interested with the water, Jesus was saying, because there is dissatisfaction and tiredness in her life. Sige nga, bigyan niyo nga po ako ng living water na yan, so I would not be thirsty again, so that I will not come back here and get water. Pagod na rin ako. ayoko na rin ang laging nauuhaw. You know, dissatisfaction, tiredness are fruits of sin. Meron po tinatawag na insatiable things, experiences in us, na kahit na anong ilagay mo sa puso mo, sa buhay mo, sa isip mo, sa karanasan mo, hindi ka masatisfy. Sex, tao, bagay, anumang mga bagay ng pleasure sa iyo, isaksak mo sa puso mo, hindi ka pa rin masatisfy. And you feel tired as you get these things again and again. Why? Because we are separated from God. And this is the produce, the product of sin. Bakit nga ba biglang kinonfront ni Jesus ang babaeng ito, go get your husband? Alam niyo daw po, bago daw po natin mapahalagahan ang tunay at makabuluhang mga bagay, kailangan muna nating makilala ano ang pwedeng umagaw dito. In English, before you value the real thing, you need to define its counterfeit. Bago mo makita ano bang mahalaga sa'yo, ano ba talagang ipaglalaban mo, ano ba talaga ang pinakauna sa'yo, kailangan mong malaman anong aagaw nun. Like for example, you want to draw closer to Jesus in worship on Sunday. You want to have devotional every day with Him. Gusto mo talagang mapalapit sa Panginoon. Gusto mo talagang magkaroon ng kahulugan ang relasyon mo sa Kanya. Gusto mo magkaroon ng breakthrough ang spiritual life mo. Pero alam mo ba kung ano at sino ang aagaw niyan? Hindi mo kasi alam. Kaya ikaw hindi maka-breakthrough. Pero kung alam mo na babae ang aagaw, kung alam mo pornography ang aagaw, kung alam mo pera ang aagaw, kung alam mo power ang lalaban, aagaw, kung alam mo relasyon ang aagaw, mapaghahandaan mong huwag maagaw sa'yo ang pinakamahalaga sa buhay mo. We are all caught off guard. Bakit? Kasi every one of us worships things, people, situation, fame, lahat na ng mga bagay in order for us to feel satisfied. But this time around, from the divine appointment, Jesus brought the woman to the divine swapping. Kanina, may divine appointment na ininitiate ng Panginoong Jesus para makausap ang babaeng na ito at magkaroon siya ng redemption sa kanyang buhay. But this time around, in order for her to completely be restored and redeemed, the woman needs to swap some things to Jesus. Kaya nga, pinakita ng Panginoon yung tubig sa balon. Sumasalok yung babae. Napapagod na yung babae. Lagi pa rin siyang nauuhaw. Pabalik-balik siya doon. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, if you only know, the one you are talking to, you will ask him of the water, the living water that he could give you. Sige nga, bigyan nyo nga po ako niyan. Ito na yun, the divine swap. Jesus is asking, you give me what that doesn't work. Ibigay mo sa akin yung hindi nag-work, and I will give you what works. You give me what doesn't satisfy you, and I will give you what can satisfy you. You give me the false things, and I will give you the real things. Deal or no deal? Divine appointment is not the end. It's just the beginning of knowing who God is. And when we engage into this divine exchange, this divine swap of our dissatisfaction to the presence of God so that we can be satisfied, then we can have the living water upon us. But sadly, this woman ended her conversation with the Lord on that part and sinabi niya, I have no husband. Alam niyo po, napakatindi po ng experience ng babae na ito nung sinabi ng Panginoon, oo nga, wala kang husband. Kasi you've had 5 husbands. And now what you have right now is not your husband. You just have Him so that you will not be homeless. Ganun na lang po kumakapit yung babae. Pumayag na siya makipag-live-in. Walang kasal. Meron lang siyang makasama. Para lang wala siyang maramdamang pag-iisa. You know, during those times, women cannot divorce men. Ang mga babae po, sa sobrang liit ng pagtingin ng society sa kanila, we cannot, if we live during those times, hindi po kami pwedeng mag-initiate ng divorce. Ang lalaki lamang ang nakakapag-divorce. And you know, how do they do divorce? It's not inside the room. It's in the public place. Dadali ng lalaki yung babae at sasabihin niya na ide-divorce siya. For what reason? Ang mga grounds po during that time, number one, kapag may physical deformity, pagka hindi makabear ng children, pagka hindi makaluto yung babae, pwedeng i-divorce. Kaya po ngayon, kung magiging ground ang hindi makaluto ang babae para i-divorce, isa po ako dun. Isa po ako ang candidate dun. Nakakalaba po ako, pero hindi ako nakakaluto. But the ground for divorce is the woman who cannot cook. Aray ko. Who's not able to cook. And you know, hindi lang po iyon. Dadalhin po ng lalaki ang babae sa kitna ng madlang people at sasabihin niya po ng ganito, tatlong beses. I divorce this woman. I divorce this woman. I divorce this woman. Or sometimes he will speak directly to the woman and say, I divorce you. I divorce you. I divorce you. Imagine the shame. 5 times it happened to the woman. Jesus knew all our shame and guilt. When Jesus said, yes, you're right when you say you had no husband. In fact, you had had 5 husbands. It's not a humiliating declaration. It is an acceptance. Heart of Jesus saying, I know your shame. 5 times you were put in public shame. 5 times you were thrown out by different men. Na inisip mong mamahalin ka till the end, pero hindi rin pala. And this time is saying, God is saying, hindi ka naman nagsimula, anak, na gusto mong wasakin ang buhay mo. Pero huwag ka namang bumalik sa alam mong hindi naman talaga nag-work. As if God, Jesus was saying to the woman, you did not start by destroying your life. But please, do not dare to go back to the well that doesn't work. Bakit paulit-ulit, bakit mo ginagawa? Bakit paulit-ulit, 5 beses bumabalik ka doon sa area, doon sa longing ng satisfaction mo sa isang romantic relationship na alam mong hindi naman nag-work, hindi ka na satisfy, iniiwan kang uhaw, iniiwan kang nag-iisa. Sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, you are not a bad person. God is telling that to us. You are not a bad person. But if you are serving people for your own good, it won't suffice. It won't work. Hindi ka naman masamang tao. Yung longing mo ng isang relasyon ay hindi naman masama. Pero kung ito yung iyong hinahanap para ikaw ay mabuo at mahusto ang kagalakan, at hindi naman nangyayari, dito ka nagkakamali. And Jesus continued saying to her, I want to restore you. And Jesus telling to us, I want to restore you. And give you a well that comes from the inside out. Not from the outside in. Ang kaya kong ibigay sa iyo ay mula sa kalooban mo palabas. Hindi yung mga bagay na nasa sanlibutan o nasa labas para ipasok mo sa iyong puso. I wanna swap. I wanna exchange
things with you. In order for us to break the barrier of reservation, we need to have a desperate heart for change. Be desperate for change. Be desperate for not being thirsty again. Alam mo yun, di ba ang sarap nung pagka yung nauhaw ka and then uminom ka, alam mo, wow! Hi, salamat! Alam mo yung relief, alam mo yung joy, alam mo yung satisfaction. Pero ang sinasabi ng Panginoon dito, hindi mo na yun mararanasan. When you have Jesus, when you have God in your life, hindi mo na mararanasan ang paghahanap ng kaligayahan. Hindi mo na mahahanap o hindi ka na magkakaroon pa ng inggit, ng ngit-ngit, ng regret sa iyong mga experiences. You know, the beginning of breakthrough is desperation. I can only be desperate for myself. I cannot be desperate for change para sa iyo. I can only pray for you. And you can only pray for me. But the change could only happen if I personally am desperate for it. Yung desperation ko na ayoko nang mauwaw, Lord. Ayoko nang maiwan, Lord. Ayoko nang magngit-ngit, Panginoon. Ayoko nang mainis, Panginoon. Ayoko nang naghahanap ng pagbati ng tao. Ayoko na po nang naghahanap ng pansin because I am fully satisfied with you. You know, there is this deep vacuum in our soul, in our spirit that only God can fill it up. Kaya po merong malalim na balon sa ating puso na pinipilit natin, alam natin kapag ka napuno ito, no, sasaya tayo. Pero ang naglikha ng balon na iyan ay ang Diyos. At ang lugar na iyan ay para sa Diyos. Kaya tayo, tao, lalagay natin tao, lalagay natin pera, lalagay natin accolades, lalagay natin shopping, lalagay natin mga bagay na sa tingin natin sisikat tayo, power, fame, and everything. And lo and behold, hindi ka pa rin satisfied. Why? Kasi nga, ang lugar na yun ay para sa Diyos lamang. And when God is present in that vacuum, you can feel satisfied. And you will never be thirsty again. Sabi po dito, if you want to understand the nature of this living water God offers, you need to first understand how you've been seeking it in your life. Are you really seeking? Are you really seeking God? Kailan mo pa hahanapin ang Diyos? Yung totoo. Are you really desperate of Him? Are you really seeking Him? Are you wanting Him? Is Jesus more than enough really for you? Marami sa atin sinasabi, yes, I am seeking God. Yes, I have Jesus. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Pero bakit hindi pa rin ako filled? Bakit hindi pa rin ako satisfied? Bakit parang naglolong pa rin ako ng boyfriend? Ba't parang siya may boyfriend, ako wala? Baka pangit ba ako? Lord, bakit? Baka naman, Lord, sana all? No, you know, right? No? Parang sana naman all? Sana naman lahat? Kayong Pasko? Sana naman lahat kami, Lord? Sana all? May boyfriend, may girlfriend? Because Jesus is not enough for you. That's why you are trembling. That's why you are afraid. That's why you are insecure. That's why you are unsure. That's why you are bitter. That's why you are offended. That's why you are arguing. Because Jesus is not enough for you. You don't need water splashed on your face. You need water that comes from even deeper down inside you than the thirst itself. Hindi natin kailangan ng living water ni God just to wash our face and for us to look good and for us to look anointed. The living water was given to us to redeem us, to cleanse us, to purify us,
to empower us, to make us new, to make us satisfied. Ang tubig ng buhay ang kailangan natin. And what we need, hindi lamang po panghugas ng mukha. What we need is a deep down water, spring of life, of water that can saturate all our being and say to the Lord, you're all I need now that I have found you. I am satisfied. Jesus, truly you are more than enough. And Jesus saying, living water, spring of water, I can give it. I can give it to you. I can put on in you absolute Wilkins water, stream of blessing, stream of water, absolute perfect water, satisfaction in the core of your being, regardless of what happens outside, regardless of what you did in the past. Not only race barrier that Jesus had broken only because of his presence right now in front of the woman, in front of all of us. Jesus also broke the barrier, no, of reservation. And Jesus broke the barrier even right now. Pangatlo, tingnan po natin. Pang-apat na po, the religion barrier. Bigla po nag-shift yung babae. Nung sinabi niya na, whoa, parang, sabi niya, I have no husband and everything, no? Sinabi na ng Panginoon sa kanya. And then, bigla po niya sabi, verse 20, our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that place where we worship is in Jerusalem. So, bigla po naging theologian ang Samaritan. Bigla po nagkaroon ng usapin tungkol sa pagsamba. Bigla po nagkaroon ng usapin tungkol sa templo. Bigla po nagkaroon ng usapin tungkol sa pagsamba sa Panginoon. Sabi niya, yung Jews, kayo, nagsumasamba kayo dun sa temple, sa Jerusalem. Kami, sumasamba kami dito. So, the Samaritan woman, no, had another bullet. Or meron na naman siyang isang barrier na itinaas na naman sa harapan ng Diyos. And sabi niya, about worship. And as the woman changed the subject, no, I think you are a prophet. Sige nga, pag-usapan natin ng religion. I think you are a prophet. Let's talk about worship. I think you are a prophet. Let's talk about church. Doon ba sa church nyo, nag-speak in tongues? Doon ba sa church nyo, pinag-preach ang babae? Doon ba sa church nyo, nagta-tithes? Di ba usually, pagka meron tayo nasishare ng gospel, tapos ang lapit na, para magpe-pray na siya, no? Magpe-pray na siya ng acceptance prayer. Bilang ang tanong, uy, dun ba sa church nyo, pwedeng naka-shorts? Uy, dun ba sa church nyo, pwedeng mag-cellphone? O dun ba sa church nyo, magagaling ba yung mga singers doon? Dun ba sa church nyo? And how did Jesus reply? Sinabi niya dito, woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming. A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. The worship is not about the place. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. When we say what we do know, the knowledge, the intimacy, the revelation of who God is. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. It's not about what we do in the tabernacle or in the temple. It's in the spirit and in truth that we worship. For this is what the Father seeks, the true worshipers in spirit and in truth. And the woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, and he put the bomb. And sabi ng Panginoon, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. So bigla naging theologian itong babae na to at tinuturo sa kanya about worship. tinatanong sa kanya, kinaklarify sa kanya patungkol sa temple, tungkol sa mountain, tungkol sa religion. And Jesus began to say, it's not about religion, it's about relationship, it's not about the distance, it's not about the place, it's not about the kind of worship in order, in form, but it's about the heart. It's about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Bigla pong tanong ng babae, I know, right? Sabi ng babae, I know, right? Because when the Messiah will come, He will teach us that topic, worship in spirit and in truth. Biglang sagot ng Panginoong Jesus, don't you see, right? Di mo ba nakikita? Ito na, I the one speaking to you. While the woman is saying all this, sabi ng Panginoon, cut it out. Enough. That does not matter. What matters is your heart. God is looking for a certain kind of people who will worship God in spirit and in truth. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Who will tell God the truth? Who will expose to God her bitterness, her discouragement, her heart, her everything? People who tell themselves the truth. People who are vulnerable. People who say, God, this is me. Kilala niyo po ako, and I attest to what you know about me. At ito ang mahalaga. At ito ang dala ng Panginoong Jesus. Many of us, we sing praise songs, but we don't mean the songs. Kaya nga, diba, hindi mo na maawit. Kasi you don't mean it. It's not that you don't believe with the singers. It's because your heart is not believing God. Because when you believe God, you will begin to be true to Him. You will begin to open everything to Him. Hindi ka naaanyayang itaas mong kamay mo. Because your heart says, I believe in God. He deserves everything. My hands, my voice. Siguro takot kang sabihin, I surrender all. I give it all to you. No, take my life, Lord. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. Hindi mo yun masabi because you are at the point of turning back. Pero ang sinasabi ng Panginoon, hindi mo na nga lang awitin. Bakit hindi mo na lang sabihin, aminin sa Diyos, anong tunay mong kalagayan? Many of us go to church, but our lives are still the same as yesterday. Many change church. Pumupunta sa iba-ibang church, but they don't change lives. Sabi ng babae, pag dumating po yung Messiah, i-explain niya yan sa amin. Wait lang. But for now, stop na tayo dito. Because I don't know you, at hindi na ako kailangan pang makipag-usap sa'yo ng matagal. For now, I don't want to talk to you. I don't have anything to do with you. I'm done. I don't know you enough. Bye. At sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, Messiah, I the one speaking to you. I be. In order for us to break the barrier of religion, we need to have to experience this great personal revelation of who Jesus is. Sino ba talaga si Jesus sa'yo? Sino ba talaga si Jesus sa'yo? Alam niyo ang sabi po ng Samaritan, we are waiting for the Messiah. And you know what is the meaning of Messiah? Messiah comes from the Hebrew word mashach. It means anointed one or chosen one. The Greek equivalent is the word Christos, or in English, Christ. The name Jesus Christ is the same as Jesus, the Messiah. Today, Jesus is still the Messiah, God's chosen anointed one who came to deliver us from sin and Satan. As the Messiah, He offers you forgiveness for your sins. He promises you salvation and a place in His coming kingdom. Come to me, He urges, and you will find rest for your souls. Hindi po natin kayang isave ang sarili natin from earth to somewhere else, from earth lalo na to heaven. We need a Savior. And that is the Messiah. Hindi natin kayang palayain ang sarili natin mula sa kabiguan, kasalanan, utang. Hindi natin kayang bayaran ang lahat ng utang natin. We need the Redeemer. He is the Messiah. Hindi natin kayang palayain ang sarili natin mula sa ating mga pagkagapi sa bondages. We need a Deliverer, the Messiah. Hindi natin kayang lutasan ang mga problema natin. We need the lover of our soul, the wisdom, the spring of life, Jesus, the Messiah. And imagine, He was speaking right before the face of this Samaritan woman. In this point, she had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ, Jesus, the Messiah. And all the barriers had been broken down. Amen? Na-break na lahat ng barriers because Jesus Himself, from heaven down to earth, nandito na siya. He broke every barrier so that we too can have an encounter, face-to-face encounter with Him, and therefore have breakthroughs. Life of living water will spring upon us and through us when Jesus, the Messiah, is with us. How did this face-to-face encounter with the Lord end? Sabi po dito, and this encounter is not for the Samaritan woman alone. In verse 28, 29, and 30, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward Him. Nag-testimony ang babae na to, nagtatakbo siya because she was not all alone waiting for the Messiah. She was not all alone believing that there's the Messiah coming. She was not all alone believing that there's this redemption, restoration coming. A whole town was waiting for the Messiah. Therefore, when she had face-to-face encounter with the Messiah, takbo siya. Punta siya doon sa Samaria at nagsimula na siyang mag-testify. Ano sabi niya dito, verse 29, come, see a man who told me everything I did. As if the woman is telling the whole town, come, meet someone who knows all about me yet still loves me. Diyos lang po makagagawa nun. Yung makilala ka, yung kilalanin ka sa kahapon, ngayon at bukas mo, sa lahat ng iyong salita, sa lahat ng iyong inisip, sa lahat ng iyong ginawa, doon sa private at sa public, sa lahat ng iyong thoughts, alam ng Diyos. Alam ng Diyos ang ginawa niya. But still, no, He loves her. And this is the message of redemption. This is the message of restoration. You have nothing to be afraid of when you are in front of God. Yet, we have the fear of the Lord because He is God and we are man. We're totally different from Him. We are afraid. We have the fear of Him. Ibig sabihin nun, yung fear na yun, may honor, may reverence, mayroong glory na makikita at maibibigay mo sa Kanya. But when it comes to being us, when it comes to opening our lives to Him, we should never be afraid to tell everything to Him. In fact, He knows it all. At itong sinasabi ng babae, halika kayo, tingnan ninyo. Meron ako na-meet na lalaki doon. Alam niya lahat ng ginawa ko. Siya kaya yung Messiah. As if she was telling, halika kayo, tingnan ninyo. Meron doon isang mama. Sinabi niya lahat ng nangyari sa akin, ng mga karanasan ko. Pero tanggap niya ako. Mahal niya ako. Kinakausap pa rin niya ako. At sinabi niya nga, I am the one speaking to you. I am He, the Messiah. The one you've been waiting for so long.
andito na. Divine appointment has come. The Samaritan woman tells her friends about the living water she has found, and therefore she testifies about the Messiah. In closing, tanong ko po sa inyo, why did she find the Messiah? Bakit po natagpuan ng babae ang Mesiyas? Why did she find salvation? Paanong nagkaroon ng kaligtasan yung babae? Why did she find her breakthrough? Paano at bakit niya natagpuan ang kanyang breakthroughs? It was because Jesus was thirsty. It was because Jesus was thirsty. Kung hindi po nauhaw si Jesus, hindi po siya pupunta sa well. Kung hindi po nakita ng babae si Jesus doon sa well na yon, she will not be able to find Jesus, the living water. Pero ang tanong, bakit nauhaw si Jesus? Bakit siya nauhaw? It was because the divine Son of God from heaven, who makes the heaven and the earth, He emptied Himself. He emptied Himself of His glory and descended to this world as a vulnerable man, mortal man just like you and me, subject to become weary and thirsty. Bakit niya nakatagpo yung babae? Dahil nauhaw si Jesus. Umupo siya sa tabi ng balon. Bakit siya nauhaw? Dahil kahit na Diyos siya, siya'y nasa katawan na lupa, na tao, at ang sabi nun, hinubad niya ang pagka-Diyos niya, naramdaman niya ang pagod, ang uhaw, ang lahat ng dissatisfaction in order for us to feel satisfied. The woman has found the living water because Jesus said, I thirst. That is not the last time Jesus Christ said, I thirst in the book of John. Doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo, bago siya mamatay, sinabi niya, nauuhaw ako. Paano niya sinabi at bakit niya sinabi ito? I am thirsty. Jesus was experiencing the loss of the relationship with the Father. Hindi makatingin ang Diyos Ama kay Jesus dahil kanyang dala ang lahat ng pagkakasala, ang lahat ng karumihan, ang lahat ng ating pagtalikod sa Diyos. Doon sa krus na sinabi niyang, I thirst, He was cut off. Jesus was cut off in His relationship with the Father. Jesus was cut off in the source of the living water. He was experiencing the ultimate, torturous, killing, eternal thirst. At doon po ang dahilan ng kanyang pagkamatay, dehydration. Bakit muli nakatagpo ng kaligtasan ng Samaritan woman? It is because Jesus experienced thirst on the cross that you and I can have our spiritual thirst satisfied. Our salvation is not by our own initiative. There was this divine appointment na inayos ng Diyos doon sa langit upang katagpuin ka niya. Merong nauhaw para sa iyo upang ang lahat ng pagkauhaw mo ay magkaroon ng kalutasan. Are you thanking Jesus for emptying yourself, Himself? Because He became a man like us so that we could have an encounter with Him. Sino po sa atin dito nagpapasalamat? Dahil ang Diyos, ang ganda ng pwesto niya sa langit, subalit isang araw hinubad niya ang kanyang pagka-Diyos, siya'y pumanaog, kanyang dinamitan ang kanyang sarili ng lupang katawan upang maranasan niya ang ating mga nararanasan. At dahil doon, kinatagpo ng Diyos ang ating mga buhay. Is there anyone here you're thankful for that? You're thankful? Can you give God best clap offering of praise? You're thankful that He was thirsty. He became man. He felt like man. He felt our weariness. He felt our hunger and thirst so that we could have an encounter with Him. Are you willing to be thirsty of the true living water? Nakakaramdam ka ba ng pagkauhaw? Nakakaramdam ka ba ng dissatisfaction?
Why? Marahil hindi pa si Jesus ang pumupuno sa iyo. You are so many natural attempts to make yourself satisfied. Why don't you tell God, God, I want you to satisfy me. Fill me up. Come, give me living water. I want to drink from the fountain of life. Do you want to be like Jesus? To empty yourself and feel the need of people around you. Na kapag ka makakaramdam ka ng uhaw, ito'y magiging sign sa iyo na mayroong mga taong nauuhaw, hindi ng physical thirst, kundi nauuhaw din sila sa pag-ibig ng Diyos. And when you feel that thirst, that physical thirst, you want that physical thirst to become spiritual thirst so that you can feel the thirst of your classmates, you can feel the thirst of your office mates, you can feel even the thirst of your parents, not of the natural water, but of the spiritual water. I hope that you will have this kind of thirst, as how Jesus said, I thirst. Tumayo po tayong lahat. Shall we all bow our heads and close our eyes?